now. Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
We didn't get connected correctly at the beginning of the second game. We now join the broadcast in the top of the second inning.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Welcome back to Rushi, where our Indians are down 1-0 going into the top of the second inning. Little Daniel Patch is at the plate, just a little foul. We had a little technical problem at the beginning of the game, so we're now in the second. Landon Post struck out swinging at the first, and Grizzy lined out to the third baseman, and Cale Rimmel got him up from third to first, and then from short to first. Daniel Patch just hit a laser that the shortstop caught on the line. So one up, one down for the Indians. Wyatt Benn will now be the batter, and Sage Wendell will be on deck. So Indians went out 1-2-3 in the first inning, and the Raiders got Flippo led off with a hit in the bottom of the first, and Shappy flew out, and Cordonier got a base hit, and Flippo had gone to third on a couple of pass balls. That's a fly ball. Wyatt hits one, popped up to the shortstop, and that's two outs. So ended up the Raiders scored a run in the top of the bottom of the first inning, and we're here in the top of the second, and it'll be Sage Wendell followed by Brody Hart for the Indians, and second inning, and Sage first one is a called strike. Sage playing second base this second game. That's a called strike. So he's taken two pitches, both of them called strikes. Brody Hart on deck. And foul back over the screen. Count remains no balls, two strikes. Daniel Patch lined a hard shot to the shortstop, and then Wyatt Benn popped up to the shortstop. That's a foul tip at the plate. Sage will step back in. Still no balls, two strikes. Fouls another one back. So he's fouled three straight back here after taking two strikes. No balls, two strikes. The count remains on Sage. Top of the second inning. That one is just a little outside. One ball, two strikes. Pitching for the Rushi Raiders here is Ross Fissinger, senior, one of the three seniors on this team. And that one's a swing and a miss. Catcher drops it, moves over so he can get the good throw. And that is out number three. So the Indians have put six batters at the plate and made six outs. We go to the bottom of inning number two. Indians are down 1-0. Back in just a minute.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who's dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent Simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Hi, this is Jason Andrews for Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. May is Skin Cancer Awareness Month, and I know I can't wait to spend more time enjoying the great outdoors. Kalp Pharmacy wants to help keep you safe in the sun this summer, so we are marking all sunscreens and chemical-free bug repellents 15% off in the month of May. Stop by your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, and in Union City and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
Welcome back to Rushi, going to the bottom of the second. And it will be Jude Counts for the Rushi Raiders leading it off, followed by Ross Fiesinger and Zeb Schultze. So the Raiders scored one in the top of the first. Caden Grizzy pitching for our Indians. He gets the sign. First pitch, hard hit, base hit into center field. One pitch, runner on first. Ross Fiesinger, your pitcher, will be the batter now. So we have Fiesinger stepping in. He's ready. Caden looks in, glances over at first, throws over there. Decent lead for Counts, but he dives back under the tag. Caden looks in. Fiesinger throws over again. Pretty close. They're getting pretty close to him. If he gets a little more lead, we might catch him, but we'll just have to see how that plays out. Has not thrown a pitch yet to Ross Fiesinger. Has thrown over to first twice. Caden, runner takes off. Throw to second, not in time. And Counts has, I have that for the third steal for the Rushi Raiders. First pitch was a ball to Fiesinger. And with a runner at second, Brody Hart's going to come out and talk to Caden Grizzy, probably changing some signs with a runner at second, but they'll make sure they're on the same page since this is Brody Hart's first time on the varsity squad since Riggs Toby has caught every pitch this year until today. So Fiesinger, one ball, no strikes. Caden Grizzy ready, looks in. First baseman now, Patch. Says yes to the sign. Nice pitch down in that bottom part of the zone. Beautiful pitch. Ball on the strike. Fiesinger steps back in. Grizzy. That's a little high. Two balls and a strike.
One of those situations, Chuck, where if you are on the mound for Fort Recovery.
So Caden looks in. Fiesinger ready again. Two balls, one strike. Runners going to third. Throw down there. Oh, and the ball gets past Wyatt Paul, I think the ball was going to be there in time. And the ball, the runner, and the bag all got there at the same time. And the ball gets out, passed into left field, and counts will come around and score. So it's now 2-0. And the pitch turns out it's two balls, two strikes. But Coach Eink is out talking to Caden. Fissinger still at the plate. Still nobody out. So first man for the Raiders here in the second inning. Hit a single, stole second, headed for third. We probably would have gotten him out, but the ball, the glove, and the runner all hit at the same time, and the ball got past the third baseman into left field, and counts came around and scored. So Fissinger, 2-2 count, swing and a miss, and that's out number three. So that's the first out. So that's the first strikeout for Caden here today. Zeb Schulze now the batter. Schulze ready. Swing and a miss on the first pitch from Caden. No balls and a strike. One out. Caden Grizzy comes to the plate. High, slow curve. That one stays high. One ball, one strike to Schulze. Flippo, the top of the order, on deck. Hit foul toward the first base dugout.
And we are now basking in sunshine here at Rushi. It's been an in-and-out day in terms of sunny skies.
So, no balls, two strikes to Schulze, the number nine batter. That one a little outside. Nobody on base after counts came all the way around on a couple of stolen bases and or a base hit and two stolen bases and the ball getting away from us. And Fissinger struck out swinging, and fourth pitch to Schulze is outside. Two balls, two strikes. Zeb Schulze at the plate. Xavier Flippo on deck for the Raiders. Grizzy comes to the plate. Popped up. Right side. And Tucker Overman comes over, catches it just in foul territory. And that's two outs. That'll bring up the top of the order, Xavier Flippo. Zane Shappy on deck. Flippo at the plate. Two outs, bases empty. Raiders lead 2-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. Caden Grizzy, that one is high, gets past Brody, but nobody's on base, makes no difference. One ball, no strikes, two outs. And Flippo back at the plate. Caden, pitch must have been a little outside. Two balls, no strikes. Flippo at the plate. Shappy on deck.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in
Grizzy. That's low. Three balls, two strikes to Flippo. Caden pitching here in the bottom of the second inning. Indians down 2-0. Caden will come to the plate again. That one was a strike on the inside corner. Three balls and a strike to Flippo. I thought it was two and one. It's 3-1. And Caden comes to the plate again. That one is a little low, and that is a two-out walk for Flippo here in the bottom of the second. That's the second walk given up by Caden. Zane Shappy will come to the plate. He flew out, popped out to third base. His first time up, Zane Chappie. First pitch, swing and a miss. Flippo didn't look like he was going anywhere. He's getting a little bit of a lead, gets a little more. Grizzy glances over, took another little step. Grizzy comes to the plate. That one is low, outside, blocked nicely by Brody. One ball, one strike, two outs. So Chappie at the plate. One ball, one strike. And runners off first. Brody throws to first. The runner takes off, and he's safe at second. So Chappie comes back. It's two balls and a strike with Flippo at second. So Caden comes to the plate. That was a little inside, three balls and a strike. Runner at second now, two outs. One run in already in the inning for the Raiders. That one's a little high, so he walks another one. So that puts him on first and second. That's his third walk here in two innings. We do not want that. Caden's generally a noticeably better pitcher than this. But so that brings Braylon Cordonnier to the plate, left-handed batter. He got a single his first time up. That's a little low. I think Caden wanted that call. It was a little off. So one ball, no strikes. Runners at first and second for the Raiders. Number three batter, Cordonnier, for at the plate. And that's a called strike on the inside corner. Caden back on the mound. Toes the rubber. Looks in. Comes a pitch from Caden. That's a little inside. It's two balls, one strike. Two men out.
It's about 3:15 down both lines here at Rushi High School. 3:57.
So two balls and a strike. Cordonnier at the plate. Two outs. That's a swing hit just outside the first base bag. So it'll be two balls, two strikes.
Two balls, two strikes, two out, two on. Rushi leads 2-0.
Runners at first and second for the Raiders. They have scored a run in this inning and also one in the first. Flippo led off with a single, stole second. A couple of pass balls, and he came in to score. That's a called third strike. So that is a strikeout for the third out, but they score a run. We've played two complete. It is 2-0 Raiders. We'll be back in just a minute.
Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of great steaks on the grill, and Wayne IGA has everything you need for a great cookout. They have great prices on their nicely trimmed steak, ready to go in their grab-and-go meat case. T-bones and New York strips are $7.99 a pound. Angus ribeyes are only $9.99 a pound. Boneless, skinless chicken breasts are just $2.99 a pound. Boneless pork chops are $3.49 a pound. And their ground chuck is $4.29 a pound, bulk or patties. While you're there getting your grilling supplies, be sure to grab everything that goes with your cookout. Fresh vegetables, potato salad, macaroni salad, chips and dips, and how about a veggie or meat and cheese tray? And be sure to check out their large selection of wine and beer. Make Wayne IGA your headquarters for all your cookouts this year.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac.
Sorry, Mayor Kopp, we're going to cut in here. Brody Hart will come to the plate for Fort Recovery here in the top of the third inning. He'll be followed by Jackson Irvin, and Tucker Overman. Indians with not a runner, six up, six down so far in this game. Brody Hart playing his first varsity action here that I've seen, but the JV team has been tearing them up, and we've had some really good games with the JV and freshmen, and they are doing very well. So Brody at the plate. He was way out in front of that one. That's a swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes to him now. Jackson Irvin on deck. Jackson's played several games this year and has hit the ball well. He's usually good at putting the bat on the ball. That one's a little inside, 2-2 to Brody.
Fissinger got the hitter off the plate. Curveball snapped around.
Two balls, two strikes.
2-2 pitch. Fastball popped in the air over our heads.
Foul out of play. Popped up over behind us. Count remains 2-2. Brody will step back in. Two balls, two strikes. First batter here in the top of the third. That one's high and inside. Three balls, two strikes. It curved. I think it came kind of back in. It might have come across a plate, but I think it was still a little high. But he was ducking, and it curved big time. Here comes the next pitch, and he puts a bat on the ball to shortstop. Hard throw over to first in time. So one up, one down for the Indians, and I'll bring Jack Irvin to the plate.
Seven up, seven down so far for Fort Recovery in this game.
Tucker Overman on deck. Let's see if Jackson Irvin still has his swing down. He hasn't played for a few games here, but as I say, he's been putting the bat on the ball. Swing and a miss, big old swing. Jackson, one of our seven seniors. He's back in. No balls, one strike. Fouls that one. It's no balls, two strikes. Foul that over to the very slow roller over to the Rushi dugout. He's ready again. Fissinger pitch comes in high and outside. One ball, two strikes to Jack Irvin. Nobody out, one out after Brody Hart grounded to the shortstop. And he hits one over the second baseman. Yes, he still has his stroke. And Jack Irvin is on first base with a one-out single. And that'll bring Tucker Overman to the plate. When we played Lincoln View down at Day Air Ballpark a couple of weeks ago, the bottom of our order, we were on a bunch. They did a lot of damage for our those three guys were on five out of nine times and helped us win that game. So this is the bottom of the order. Tucker with a swing and a miss on the first pitch. No balls and a strike. One out. Jackson Irvin at first. Tucker back in there. It's a big swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes now. One out. Find a gap here, Tucker. Tucker, another one of our seniors. That one's high and outside. A ball, two strikes. Fissinger looks in, has a sign. Swing and a miss by Tucker, and that's three strikes and out number two. So that will bring the top of the order, Landon Post, to the plate. Landon playing shortstop in this game today. Landon ready. That one's a little outside. One ball, no strikes to Landon. Two outs. Jackson Irvin at first base after a one-out single. Two outs now. Landon fouls one back to the screen. One ball, one strike.
sunshine at the moment here at Rushi. A lot of cirrus and stratus clouds overhead. Breeze coming in from right.
Fissinger looking in. Landon swing and a miss. Ball and two strikes. Landon's ready again. Fissinger's there. Jackson Irvin with a small lead over here at first. Takes a little bit more and throws over. And it gets past the first baseman. And Jack is headed for second, standing up. So a throw over to Jackson Irvin. Now, he probably was not going to steal, but he did get a little bigger lead. And he might have been out if they'd have been able to get that throw in the right place. But instead, he's now at second base, scoring position, and Landon Post, leadoff batter, at the plate for the Indians. Come on, Landon, it's time for you to do your thing. He puts one off the end of the bat to Coach Ben Holman at first base. Slow, slow roller. So count remains, ball, two strikes, still two outs, so we need a hit. Landon, you need to be on base right here for our Indians. Move Jackson over. There's back to the pitcher, makes a leaping grab off the mound, and that's out number three. So we've gone through two and a half, going to the bottom of the third. It is the Rushi Raiders 2, Indians 0.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying, it's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
Welcome back to Rushi, where our Indians taking on the defending state champion Raiders. And they're playing great again this year. They're tearing it up, highly ranked. They beat us the first game 4-3 with a run in the bottom of the seventh inning. And they currently lead 2-0 here in going to the bottom of the third inning. And it'll be Braylon Monin. And he popped up to right field the last time up, just into foul territory. First pitch, fouled off to the right. He's right-handed batter. Caden Grizzy pitching for the Indians. Second pitch, that's down in the dirt, past everybody. A ball and a strike to Monin. Hayden Quinter on deck. That one's hit to third base, caught just in foul territory. I'm pretty sure that was a correct call. Jack Irvin was over there, caught it in foul territory, but sometimes you can be standing in foul territory and it'd still be a fair ball, but that one was foul. So it's ball, two strikes to the first batter here in the bottom of the third inning, Braden Monin. That one is just a little out, two balls, two strikes. Caden Grizzy Pitching for the Indians. Shakes off one sign. Ready for the next one. Two balls, two strikes. And that one's inside out swing. Just about the same thing he did his last time up, except we couldn't run that one down. He popped up in foul territory to the right fielder, and that one was a little more of a liner, and Tucker couldn't get to that one. So the count remains 2-2. Monin will step back in. Quinter on deck. So Caden Grizzy looks in, has the sign. And that one is lined into right field. Tucker has to let that one drop, and it takes a funny bounce, gets past him, and Monin with a, we'll call it a single. Don't know if that's an error or not, but he ends up at second base. Either way, it's a base hit. That's the fourth base hit here in three innings for the Raiders. And it'll bring Hayden Quinter to the plate. Nobody out. Runner at second. Raiders already with two runs in the game. One in the first, one in the second. Grizzy looks back at the runner. Comes to the plate. A little outside, low and outside. One ball, no strikes. Caden is not pitching as well as he usually does, but Bo in the first game, Bo started off pretty, didn't have real good control that first inning, and they scored a couple of runs, and then after that, he pitched really well till that seventh inning. There's a throw back to second, and it was a little wide to the first base side, but Landon jumps out there and grabs it, or it could have been into center field. So count remains balling. No strikes, one ball, no strikes to Quinter. And he ready. Pitches a little outside. Two balls, no strikes. Caden still struggling a bit with his control. Daniel Patch in at first base. And fakes a bunt. And I think he might have tipped that one. Two balls, one strike. And third baseman playing back at regular depth. And Daniel Patch was about 30 feet from home plate when that ball was tapped, and it was tapped foul behind him. So going to be interesting to see if they try that again. Two balls, two strikes. If they try to do a bunt on two strikes. There's nobody out. Runner at second base. Quinter at the plate. Caden shakes off one sign. Nods. He's ready. That's high. Three balls, two strikes. So Quinter back at the plate. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. Caden Grizzy to the plate. That's a hard hit ball. Right at the shortstop, goes to third and tags and down. It wasn't a force. The runner from second took off for third, and Landon guns him down at third base. So that's one out, and Quinter is safe on the fielder's choice, so he'll be at first base, and that'll put Felix Francis at the plate with one out now for the Raiders. Jude Counts, pitcher in the first game, starting pitcher in the first game, is on deck. One out, runner at first, throw over to first, made him dive, and pretty close, I thought, but definitely not in time, but he's getting a little bit of a lead. Caden looks over. Ian, curve ball. Curves catches the inside corner. No balls, one strike. Runner stays at first. Hayden Quinter at first base. Felix Francis at the plate. Throw over to first again. Dives back in time. So Quinter at first, Francis at the plate. And that's a hard shot down the first base line, and that is Fair ball, and that will put runners on the corners. So Francis with a single. That'll be the fifth hit for the Raiders in these three innings. And Quinter moves over to third on that single to right. Francis at first with a single. Jude Counts will be coming to the plate. Ross Fissinger on deck. Caden Grizzy is not sharp, but he hasn't pitched in a while. It has been basically Alex and Bo pitching for the Indians the last several games. We were supposed to have, this should have been the seventh game or sixth game this week for the Indians, and it's the third. So we didn't get in Monday night, Tuesday night, but we did get in Thursday, and Anna canceled last night's game because they had to reschedule the Tuesday's rainout of their league game. So instead of having six games this week, this is just our third and final game. Pitch over, throw over to first, and not in time. So right now it's no balls and a strike to Jude Counts. One out. Runners on the corners for the Rushi Raiders. Runner goes to second. Throw out there. Cut off by second baseman. Sage cuts it off to make sure that runner on third didn't head for home. So now it's runners on second and third. And it is one ball, one strike to Jude Counts. Caden looks in. Pitch, swing and a miss. Big old swing. A ball and two strikes to Counts. Pitcher Ross Fissinger on deck. One out. Grizzy pitch. That hits him on the elbow. So that was going to load the bases for the Raiders. Ross Fissinger, the pitcher, coming to the plate with one out. And Coach Eink comes out of the dugout, says, gets everybody a little bit of information. I think with the bases loaded, the infielders are in, and I believe the play will be at home if they can get it. So bases full, very high, center field. Kale settles, has it. That'll be out number two, but Monin will tag and score. And it's now 3-0. So that's two outs. So runners on first and second. Zeb Schulze, the number nine batter. Soft one back to Caden. Caden flips it over to Daniel. That'll be out number three, but again, they score a run. They scored a run in the first, second, and third innings. So they lead 3-0 here after three complete. We'll be back in just a minute or two.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday, and now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to Rushi, where our Indians are down 3-0. Rushi has scored a run in the first, second, and third innings. And Fort Recovery has had one base runner in three innings. Coming up next week, baseball will play at St. Mary's, and that'll be on Fort Recovery Radio regular stream. And at the same time, 5 o'clock, our softball team will host Paulding in the sectional semifinal, and that'll be on WPGW, and we will simulcast that on Sports Stream 2. So Rob Weaver will be calling the game, but you can catch that on Sports Stream 2 or on WPGW 100.9. Thursday, we'll have baseball at Wapakoneta, and that'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. Friday, baseball will be hosting Franklin Monroe, again, Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. And Saturday, baseball will host Arcanum in a makeup game, and that will be at 12:30 Saturday afternoon, Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. For the Indians, Caden Grizzy, the pitcher, Cale Rimmel, and Daniel Patch. Top of the fourth, Indians with only one base runner so far, and we just kind of have to pick it up a little bit. It's time to get the bats out and get going. We didn't do too bad the first time. There's a base hit. No, it is not a base hit. It was, man, second baseman went over and got that behind second base and threw it. He was going the wrong way, had to turn and throw it from the air, and he threw it a little high. He might have gotten Caden on that if he had had a perfect throw, but getting any kind of a catch and throw on that hit ball was a pretty good play. So the Indians with their first base hit here in the game, and Grizzy leads it off with a single. That brings Cale Rimmel to the plate. That's a called strike. Daniel Patch on deck. So 2, 3, and 4 is where we start with the Indians, and number 2 batter is Grizzy, and he stands on first with a leadoff single. Cale Rimmel, number 3 in our lineup, and he hits one hard down the third baseline way foul, but far enough that somebody's going to have to go chase that one a little bit. So Cale will step back in. No balls, two strikes, nobody out. First man on for our Indians here in the fourth inning, top of the fourth. That one's low, and Grizzy heads for second, and he is in there easily. And Indians with our first steal. Grizzy at second now. Cale still at the plate, a ball and two strikes. Cale Rimmel ready to get that big bat going. Swings, a little soft one to the shortstop over to third, and he throws it in time to catch Grizzy sliding into third. So that happened to the Raiders, and it happened to us. And that will be a fielder's choice for Rimmel, and he's going to be at first with one out. So we'll bring Daniel Patch to the plate. Wyatt Benn on deck. So instead of a runner at first and second or whatever it might have been without that play, if the shortstop had opted to go to first for the sure out, we could have a runner at third. But now it's one out, one on, first base, Daniel at the plate. No ball, one strike, and Rimmel takes off, and the pitcher throws behind him to first base. Rimmel was already quite a ways down there. Nice throw from first to second, but not in time to get Cale Rimmel. Looks like he's kind of holding his left leg a little bit, or maybe his hand. He's got his hand on his leg and kind of shaking a little bit. But he's at second base with a stolen base. That's a second stolen base. Daniel at the plate now. He hits one hard into center field. That's going to drop in there for a base hit. And Cale will hold up at third base. So that puts him on the corners with one away.
Runner at second, darts on to third. Patch is at first with a base wrap to center.
So that's our third base hit, and we put him on the corners. And Wyatt Benn will come to the plate. Wyatt flew out to or popped out to the shortstop for the second out in the second inning. We have one out here, Wyatt, then Sage Wendell. Wyatt was way out in front of that one. Slow curve that dropped down in the front of the plate. No balls and a strike. One out. First and third. Indians threatening here finally. See if we can get something in. That one's very high. One ball, one strike. Fissinger.
Yes, Ben hits in the five hole, followed the Sage Wendler.
At the on the pitcher's mound for the Raiders. He'll glance a little bit at the runners, not paying much attention. And Wyatt with a foul back to the screen. Daniel, not really a threat to run. One ball, two strikes now. Kale at third, Daniel at first. Wade, then Sage. That one's out. Two balls, two strikes. Wyatt's been good at putting the bat on the ball this year, so let's see if he can make some contact and get us a run in here. A long fly ball will get us a run. That's a swing and a miss. And that is out number three, or strike number three. And that is the second out. So now it'll be Sage Wendell. He's the man that has to get it done for our Indians here. Two outs. Runners at first and third. It's a second strikeout, if I'm counting correctly, for a third strikeout for Fissinger. That's a hard hit ball just past the shortstop. And that'll score a run for our Indians. Kale will come in and score. And Daniel will move to second. Wendell's at first with an RBI. Good batting, Sage. That'll bring Brody Hart to the plate. Catcher, he's getting his shin guards off, and he'll come up with runners on second and third. One run in now for the Indians. Fissinger still out on the mound pitching well for the Raiders, but this is our fourth base runner. We got one of them picked off, and that one's popped up straight up. It's going to be 3 feet from the plate after it finally comes down, and that's out number three, but the Indians do score a run. And after three and a half going to the bottom of the fourth, it is Rushi 3, Indians 1.
Hi, this is Amanda Segers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Welcome back to Rushi, where our Indians are down 3-1 going to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Raiders have scored one in the first, one in the second, one in the third. Indians just scored one in the top of the fourth to make it 3-1. For the tournament draw will be tomorrow. And it looks like no matter where there's a possibility if we're 1, 4, 7, or 10 seed that we could get a bye. I'm not sure that's what we want. I think we want to play. And those games would be Tuesday the 16th. So 10 days from now, basically, is when those games would be played for the first round, the semifinals. We could get a good enough seed to be to get a bye, but I'm not sure that's what we really want. So I'm not sure if we'll have a choice at that. Now, the softball, that starts Tuesday, and our Lady Indians will host the Paulding Panthers, I believe is their nickname. And that will be at Fort Site Fieldhouse. We don't play indoors. Play at the Lefevre Family Athletic Complex. So back to this game, top of the fourth, top of the order for the Raiders. Xavier Flippo, Zane Chappie, and Braylon Cordonnier. First pitch, strike. Caden Grizzy still on the mound for the Indians. He's given up 5 hits, 3 walks, and has had some control problems, but if we're going to use him through the tournament, we need to get him pitching. We need to get him some things in a non-league game. We do. I think everybody still has one league game left to make up because Tuesday got rained out for everybody. So that one is way high and kind of in behind his head, but not low enough to hit him. But 2 balls and a strike now. Caden's got to get his control down here, and we need to have him in good shape. We can't have Bo, we can't count on them being able to pitch complete games every game. So we need to have our other pitchers get some shots in. That one's a called strike. 2 balls, 2 strikes now. We're in the bottom of the fourth, and they have the top of their order, Xavier Flippo. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Grizzy comes to the plate. That one's slow and low. Full count. Caden's back on the mound. That one's a little bit low. So full count. Caden gets his sign, comes to the plate. Very high, kind of over toward us, but and Caden comes over just into foul territory, in and out of his glove. So he should have had that. It was in the glove, went off the heel of his glove. So that's new life for Flippo. I say don't let that bother you. Caden, just throw one past him here. Strike him out. Grizzy back to him. That one's a hard hit ball into left field, right at, I believe that's Wyatt Benn out there. And that is out number one. And that'll bring Zane Chappie to the plate with one out. Braylon Cardonier. Now the batter. Cardonier popped up to the second baseman and walked so far this game. Up for the third time in 4 innings. The Raiders have 3 runs in, 1 in each of the first 3 innings. Right now it's 1 out, bases empty. Number 2 batter in the batting order, Zane Chappie. That one hits basically the plate or might be in front of it and bounces over the umpire and the catcher. So that'll bring the count to 1 ball, 1 strike. Caden looks in, has a sign from Brody Hart. Tries to put a bunt down. I thought that hit the plate. Yeah, the umpire's calling it a foul. I just couldn't see the umpire, but he called that from the very start. I was just a little bit past where I could see him. But he was headed down toward first base. We probably would have gotten him, but it did hit either the plate or in the batter's box. So it's the count is ball 1 ball, 2 strikes. Caden comes to the plate again. That's down low. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Probably will not be bunting here on with 2 strikes. He'd have to be bunting for a base hit. Base is empty. That one's popped up. Foul over our head. Out of play. So, 1 out. 2 balls and a strike for our Indians. Caden Grizzy with the pitch coming in. That one's down low. That one hits in front of the plate. Full count. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Nobody on base. Grizzy pitching pretty decently so far, but not great. We need to have him getting a little better, and he is getting better, it seems like, each inning. That one's fouled over to the left side, bounces off the front of the Rushi Raiders dugout. Count remains 3-2. New ball thrown in. Grizzy's ready. Comes in. And that one is a called strike 3. That was a great pitch on Chappie, and he goes down looking. And that is two outs now, two up, two down. That's the second strikeout for Caden, if I'm counting correctly. And that'll bring the number three batter in the order, Braylon Cordonnier, to the plate. He is singled and struck out looking here today. First pitch, ball one, taken for a ball. Left-handed batter, Cordonnier. And here comes Greasy's second, a very high left field. Wyatt going back a little bit more and makes it. The ball just kept on going, but he does finally run it down, and that is three up, three down for the first time for the Rushi Raiders. So we're going to the fifth inning. Rushi 3, Indians 1.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Welcome back to Rushi. Second game here of the doubleheader. Rushi won the first one 4-3 with a run in the bottom of the seventh. And it is 3-1 Rushi here in the second game. The way the MAC baseball turned out, St. Henry comes out on top with eight wins, no losses. There's still one game to play, so things could happen with everybody else, but they can't. The next best team is 5-3, and there are four teams, Coldwater, Versailles, Minster, and Delphus, with that record. Fort Recovery and New Bremen at 4-4, Marion Local at 2-6, Parkway 2-6, and New Knoxville, no wins, eight losses. Everybody has one more league game to play. That would have been the second last week. Tuesday got rained out for everybody, so those are all being made up. Jackson Irvin at the plate now. He takes the first one a ball, swings and misses at the slow curve, and it's 1-1 for Jack Irvin. Tucker Overman on deck for the Indians, down 3-1, batting in the top of inning number 5. Jackson with another base hit. Got a single his first time up and a single this time. So Jackson Irvin is 2-for-2 here in game number 2 today. And he hadn't been batting a bunch, but when he was batting before this little lull, he was putting the bat on the ball, and now he's not only putting the bat on the ball, but he's finding a place to put it. So he's 2-for-2. Tucker Overman comes to the plate. He struck out swinging his first time up this game. Shows a bunt. That one's high. Takes it for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Tucker Overman at the plate. Top of the order, Landon Post on deck. Caden Grizzy to follow if we can get that far. Jackson Irvin at first base. And Tucker puts down a pretty good bunt. First, the pitcher has to come up and go over to first base, and the sacrifice works. And that moves Jackson over to second base. And Overman does what he's supposed to do. Moves the runners, and that brings up top of the order, Landon Post. Fissinger looks in for the Raiders, gets his sign, and that is just a slow curve that caught Landon on the elbow. So that will put Landon at first, Jack's at second. Caden Grizzy, the pitcher, comes to the plate now with a chance to help himself with one out.
Curveball
Caden, first pitch swinging, pops up right on the third base line. Third baseman moves over about 2 or 3 feet in foul territory, and that's the second out. And that'll bring Cale Rammel to the plate. He got on a fielder's choice last time up, and first time up was grounded out to the shortstop. So Cale is due here. Rammel with a hard hit. Center field. Oh, man, that center fielder ran it down. He hit that one a pretty good ways, a line shot, and that center fielder ran that thing down. That was a nice play on a hard hit ball that I thought was a gapper. So that's three outs. Indians do have a hit and leave a couple of runners on. So we'll go to the bottom of the fifth, and it is 3-1 Raiders over the Indians.
Nothing like coming in from a long day outside, plopping down in your favorite spot, sipping an ice-cold beverage, and letting the chill of the air conditioning make your summer day complete. Or you could have your legs sticking to a vinyl-covered chair placed 6 inches from a fan blowing full speed at your beet-red face as you wish you would have called Reasoner Energy for that Trane air conditioner. Summer's heat comes fast and hot. Call Reasoner Energy 419-678-4858 and don't sweat it.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU of Heron Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Welcome back to Rushi. Our Indians trailing 3-1 here going to the bottom of the fifth inning. Caden Grizzy still on the ground on the mound for the Indians. And they will bring the cleanup hitter Braden Monon to the plate, followed by Hayden Quinter and Felix Francis. 4, 5, and 6 in the lineup for the Raiders. We'll start it off here in the bottom of the fifth. They lead by a couple. Braden Monon at the plate. Grizzy's first pitch down in the dirt. 1-0. Brody Hart behind the plate for the Indians for the first time this year. Doing a good job back there. And Caden throws one. That's a beautiful pitch at the bottom of the strike zone. A ball and a strike. So far, Monon hasn't taken his bat off his shoulder, but he hasn't had anything he liked. That one's down in the dirt. So 2 balls and a strike. Braden Monon starting it off for the Raiders here in the bottom of the fifth. Grizzy. That's a hard hit ball. Shortstop. Tough hop off of the edge of the. Wow. That hit the edge of the grass and dirt and took a huge hop and Landon played it like it was nothing. So 1-1, 1-down. That was a great play. It was going to be a routine play and it caught that edge of the dirt and took that crazy hop. And he grabbed that and threw it over to Daniel. Hayden Quinter at the plate now for the Raiders. 1-1. Grizzy out on the mound. 1-0. And he's throwing to Quinter. 1-1. Off the handle. Third baseman, Irvin, over to Daniel Patch. And that's 2 outs. And that'll bring Felix Francis to the plate. Bases empty. Two outs. It's bottom of the fifth. Raiders with a run in the first, one in the second, one in the third, 1-2-3 in the fourth, and they're 1-2 here in the fifth. That's a strike. Kind of flinched at it, but pulled back, and it was a called strike. No balls and a strike. Caden Grizzy seems to have his control back. And that's a swing and a miss on a low ball. No balls, two strikes. This is the number six batter in the order, Felix Francis. Grizzy. That one outside, gets past the catcher. Grizzy will go back to the mound. Again, two outs. Bases empty. So right now he's retort. Yep, check squeeze. I was waiting for the umpire to make the call. I thought it was a foul tip caught, but the umpire didn't move, so that is three up, three down. And that's another strikeout for Caden. That's his third. So through five, it is 3-1. Rushi Raiders over the Indians.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to Rushi. Our Indians are down 3-1, going to the top of inning number six. And for the Indians, it'll be 4, 5, and 6. Brian Patch. It'll be Daniel Patch, Wyatt Benn, and Sage Wendell for the Indians. Daniel has a hit and a line out on a hard hit ball to the shortstop. So he's hit the ball hard twice and he's 1-for-2. So Daniel back in here. First pitch a ball, second one down a little bit. Oh, excuse me, that was in there. So they call it a strike. One ball, one strike to Daniel. And he's ready again. Fissinger for the Raiders comes to the plate. And Daniel hits one hard to left field. But he's hit the ball hard three times. And that one was just the left fielder moved two steps. So that's one up. One up, one down for the Indians, and that'll bring Wyatt Benn to the plate. Wyatt has struck out swinging and popped up to the shortstop, so he's due to hit one good. Oh, right, that's a hard hit ball down the left field line, and it is. Well, I guess the umpire didn't signal again. I guess I can't see the line from here. So I guess he figured everybody could see what it was, but I couldn't. So that was down in there. But I can't see where the line is from here. But the umpire said he didn't say it was foul. He just assumed everybody knew it. So it's no balls and a strike to Wyatt.
Had the tying run aboard in the top of the fifth. But the pitcher Fissinger got
so. No balls, two strikes to Wyatt. That one's a little out. One ball, two strikes to Wyatt. One out. Daniel Patch with a hard fly ball to right at the left fielder. That one's down in the dirt, but he swings at it, and it gets away from the catcher, and he is safe at first. Ball thrown to the foul territory side of first base, and the first baseman misses it, but the second baseman was backing it up, and Wyatt was not going to go anywhere, so... So we have one out. Wyatt Bennett first gets on first the hard way, and that'll bring Sage to the plate. Sage had a hit his last time up and struck out swinging his first time up. So he's swinging the bat pretty well. Wyatt dives back with the throw over. Fissinger over to the first baseman, Jude Counts. So Sage comes back to the plate. First pitch to him. That one's a strike, and that throw is too high. And Wyatt sneaks in underneath it. I thought he might have tagged him, but I couldn't see if he had his hand on the bag. He slid to the outside side of second base, and he must have had his hand in there. So it's... going to be a steal for Wyatt Benn, and the first pitch was a called strike. And Wendell flies one to left field, again right at the left fielder. That'll be out number two, and Brody Hart will come to the plate. Jackson Irvin on deck. So Brody right-handed batter. Fissinger looks at Ben at second. That one's a called strike up in the top of the strike zone. No balls and a strike. Two outs. We have a runner in scoring position if Brody can get him there. Brody has lined to the shortstop and popped up to the catcher. That only went about 2 feet. And Wyatt Benn is, they were, oh, I thought he was safe there and out the time before, but they called him out. They threw it back to second. Wyatt was already on his way to third, slides in, but not under the tag. So that is out number three, and Brody Hart will lead off the next inning. So we've gone through five and a half, going to the bottom of inning number six. We'll be back in just a minute. The Raiders lead 3-1.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Hi, this is Emily Andrews from Calp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Calp Pharmacy carries Golden Technology recliners and offers an assortment of recliner options in various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to personalize the order. Let our experienced customer service representatives help choose a recliner for a comfortable fit for Mother's Day this year. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery on Commerce Street off State Route 49. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Welcome back to Rushi, where our Indians are down 3-1 here going to the bottom of inning number six. And for the Ruchi Raiders, it'll be 7, 8, and 9 in their lineup. Jude Counts, Ross Fissinger, and Zeb Schulze. So Indians are playing okay. Caden's had a little trouble with his control, but it hasn't been bad. They have five hits. He struck out three and walked three. And he's facing Jude Counts, who was the starting pitcher in game one. Hit over to Jackson Irvin at third. Easily played. Nice play over to first in plenty of time to get the runner, and that'll bring Ross Fissinger to the plate. Irvin hadn't played third a bunch this year, and he's playing very well here in this second game today. He's had several very nice plays, and Landon usually plays second. He's at third, or excuse me, he's at short, and he's played very well. And Sage Wendell at third, at second now. He's played kind of everywhere for us, and he's just a really great utility player. That one's a hit ball back. That took a bad bounce off the mound and got to Sage and took a bad bounce over his glove. So I don't think either one of them touched it. I'm giving him a single. But that was there were two guys that could have had it. It was hit pretty hard for Caden to get it at the mound, but Sage could have had it, but it just took a weird hop. And now we're going to have a pinch runner for Fissinger. He's the pitcher, and that looks like it'll be sophomore Vince Borchers. So it is Zeb Schulze with one out and one on. Top of the order, Xavier Flippo on deck. Schulze has not been on. Flew out to the right fielder, and I didn't get what happened his second time up. But the first time was pop up into foul territory on right field line. That one is a called strike. No balls, one strike to Schulze. Fissinger, I should say, Borchers pinch running for Fissinger at first base. Throw over, back in plenty of time. Caden has his sign, comes to the plate. Swing foul at the plate. No balls, two strikes to Schulze. Three to one here. Bottom of the sixth inning, the Raiders lead, scored one in the first, one in the second, one in the third. Indians scored one in the fourth, and they lead 3-1 over our Indians. Grizzy to the plate, and that is a called strike. He checked it, and I think it was a strike anyway, but the umpire says he went, and that is strike three. Another strikeout, that's number four for Caden. That'll bring the top of the order, Xavier Flippo, to the plate. Two outs, runner at first. Pinch runner, Borchers for Fissinger, the pitcher. First pitch, nice curveball strike, drops right in there. Xavier Flippo at the plate, no balls and a strike. Two outs. Zane Chappie on deck. Caden looks in, gets his sign. Steal in there easily. Yep. Brody Hart with the throw down there. The throw was high, but he wasn't going to get him. So that's the fourth steal that I have here for the Ruchi Raiders. And that is extremely unofficial. Have them with six hits. Two outs. Flippo, ball and a strike. Excuse me. Yeah. Flippo at the plate. Chappie on deck. Grizzy. Grizzy's waiting. Here we go. A little bit of a lead out at second. Grazie will step back off as a batter steps out of the box. Grizzy comes to the plate, fouled back to the screen, just got a little bit of it. One ball, two strikes. Two outs, runner at second for the Raiders. They lead 3-1 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Indians battling. Grizzy throwing pretty well, especially the last couple of innings. So the last, he is... That one's a little outside. Two balls, two strikes. Grizzy has retired. Nine, 10 of the last 11 batters he's faced. So have a runner at second. Top of the order. And that one's a little high. That'll make it three balls, two strikes, two outs. Bottom of the sixth. Runner at second base. And that is Vince Borchers, who is pinch running for Ross Fissinger. Flippo, 3-2 count. That one is inside, and he'll take a walk. And I believe that is the fourth walk for Caden. And Coach Ike is going to call a timeout and go out and talk to Caden. So runners at first and second, Zane Shappy will be coming to the plate. And the infield comes in. Coach is taking the ball from Grizzy, and he's going to bring Wyatt Benn in from left field, I believe, to pitch. So we'll take us a little break here, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
Welcome back to Rushi, and it is going to be Wyatt Benn coming in to relieve Caden Grizzy. Caden was doing pretty well there, and then he just got a couple guys on here in the sixth inning, and we don't want to give up any more runs. So Caden pitched a couple of batters at the tail end of the first game here and pitched 5 2/3 here. So he got in plenty of pitches. So he'll be ready if we're going to need him to come in and pitch or relieve sometime next week or during the tournament. So we hadn't had really anybody except Bo Tin and Alex Deuce pitch for about the last 10 days. With all the rainouts we've had and cancellations, we weren't getting any games. And those guys, when they were starting, they were tough. So that's just kind of how it's gone. So we're getting some guys with a little action. I was kind of surprised they didn't relieve Bo in about the fifth inning in the first game. But so anyway, upcoming broadcast Tuesday, we're playing baseball at St. Mary's, and that'll be on Fort Recovery Radio. Softball will be hosting Paulding, and that'll be in the sectional semifinal. WPGW will have that on the air at 100.9, and we will simulcast that on our sports stream too. So it will be baseball on our regular stream, and the softball on our sports stream too. Then Thursday it'll be baseball at Wapakoneta on Fort Recovery Radio. Baseball will host Franklin Monroe on Friday on Fort Recovery Radio, and we will host Arcanum at 12:30 on Saturday on Fort Recovery Radio. Zane Chappie will step in to face Wyatt Benn here. Benn's first pitch, down low and outside. One ball, no strikes, two outs, runners at first and second for the Raiders. They haven't scored since the third inning. They scored one in the first, one in the second, one in the third. That one is low and outside, and Brody had to fight to keep that one in front of him. Two balls, no strikes. Come on, Wyatt, throw strikes here. And next one, swung on. Shortstop comes up with it. It was a little tough. It rolled up his glove, but he grabs it, and that's out number three. So that'll be out number three for the Raiders, and they don't score here in the sixth, so we go to the top of the seventh. Do or die time for our Indians, and they'll be needing two to tie, more to take the lead. Be back in just a minute.
Has your day been a little crazy? And now it's time for supper. Just remember, Wayne IGA has good, hot, ready-to-eat meals back in their deli, and their deli is now open until 8 p.m. every weeknight. Just stop in and pick out what you want. Chicken, tenderloins, chicken tenders, and by popular demand, now including their freshly breaded fish that you love during Lent. Grab some of their delicious side dishes, and you have a great meal for your family. And of course, they also have those great meals ready to go at lunchtime and all through the day. Easy in and easy out at Wayne IGA. Good food fast, and it's better than fast food.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back to Rushi, and it's a top of the seventh. Indians have to score two to tie, more to take the lead. 3-1 Raiders lead. Fissinger back out on the mound for the Raiders. I have him for five hits. I believe that's what they have on the board, too. I don't have him walking anybody, but I was thinking that he had a walk. But he's been pitching very well for the Raiders, and he will face Brody Hart, Jack Irvin, and Tucker Overman, the bottom of the order for the Indians. And Brody takes the first one. Strike. No balls and a strike to Brody. Brody will step back in, catching today for that's way inside, about at his head. He's catching today for Riggs Toby, taking the second game off. And Brody lifts one into center field. I thought that was going to drop into no man's land. The center fielder came over. A nice, great sliding catch between the shortstop and the left fielder. That was a tough luck thing there for Brody, but hit the ball well. So he put the bat on the ball every time that he's played here in his first time up. Now it's Jack Irvin's turn. That one's down in the dirt. Jackson has two singles. He's two for two. And keep on hitting Jackson. Takes the first two for balls. A little off the strike zone. And he's been seeing the ball here well today. That one is a called strike. I think he was waiting for him to throw a strike till he was going to swing. So I think he got the take sign. So Fissinger ready to pitch here. Fissinger works pretty quickly. And he has another hard hit one, but it's to the third baseman. A nice play. That third baseman hasn't missed a thing all day as far as I can remember. He's had some pretty tough ones. So that's two outs. Indians down to their last out here in the top of the seventh inning. And it will be up to Tucker Overman. He struck out swinging and hit one back to the pitcher. His last time up. So Tucker is due. Swing and a miss on the first pitch. No balls and a strike. Two outs. Indians down two. And they need Tucker and the on-deck guy, Landon Post, to both score to stay in this game. That is a little squibber. Tough play for the third baseman. He has it over there. Not in time. Tucker beats that out. Good job, Tucker. That was a bang-bang play, and that was another great play by the third baseman. He came in on a slow hit bouncer and threw across his body, and it was a great play, but Tucker beats it out, and that'll bring the top of the order, Landon Post, who will have to score for our Indians to stay in this game. Landon Post, top of the order, followed by Caden Grizzy. Landon back in, one ball, no strikes. And Tucker takes off, throw down to second. Bad throw and not in time. So Tucker with a steal. So that's our fourth steal of the game. We're stealing with two outs, bottom of the or top of the seventh, and we're stealing. I like it, being aggressive. Landon steps back in. It's a ball and a strike. Fissinger puts back up over our head. One ball, two strikes. Landon has been hit by a pitch his last time up. And back to the pitcher before that. And struck out his first time up. A line shot into center field. Tucker is headed for third, and he will stay there. So a little two-out rally here for the Indians who don't want to die here. So that brings Caden Grizzy to the plate. Caden pitched the first six innings here in this game. And the tying run is now at first base. Two outs, but we've had a lot of two-out rallies this year. So let's hope this is another one. Post at first, Overman at third, Grizzy at the plate, Cale Rammel on deck. That one's a little high, maybe outside. Ball one. Caden not afraid to take a walk, but he's also not afraid to put the bat on the ball. That's throw over to first. And Tucker was taking a little extra steps off a third in case that ball got away. It did not. So runners still on the corners. Fissinger to the plate. That's popped up right side. Probably out of play. First baseman cannot get to it. So new life. A ball and a strike to Caden Grizzy. So Grizzy at the plate, ready again. Fissinger comes to the plate. That one's a little inside. Two balls and a strike. So we have Post at first, Overman at third. Post is the one who has to score for this game to be tied. He's headed for second, and it is. He didn't slide in time, and they peg him at second. I thought he had that made with no problem. That is out number three. So the final here in the second game, 3-1 Raiders. And so Raiders win the first one in the bottom of the seventh with a run, and that they win 4-3. And this game they win 3-2. But the Indians look pretty good against one of the best teams in the state. We'll be back to recap everything here in just a couple of minutes.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery has openings in their parts department. If you're friendly and professional with a working knowledge of farm equipment, consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Applicants need to have solid computer skills, a good ability to communicate, and the desire to learn. Full-time employees enjoy great pay and benefits. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers. Consider joining the parts department at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Stop in soon or give Hull Brothers a call today.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Welcome back to Rushi, where the Indians lose a couple today, but both of them were pretty close, very good games against one of the best teams in the state and defending state champion, the Rushi Raiders. Indians now go to 10-9 on the season, and Rushi do not have theirs, but they either have two or three losses for the whole year, so they're probably like 18-3, something like that, 18-2. Don't know exactly what it is, but they are a strong team. And the Indians looked pretty good against this really, really good team. So here's what I have for Rushi. I had them with six hits, and we struck them out. Caden struck them out four times. Four walks, and they left eight on base, and they had four steals, according to my very amateur scoring. And for the Indians, we had five hits, five strikeouts, and we did not walk, and we had no errors. We had six left on base, and we had three guys hit by pitches, and we stole five bases. Very unofficial, but those are at least approximately right. So, again, Indians lose the first game 4-3. Rushi scored a run at the bottom of the seventh inning to take the win at 4-3. And then in the second game, Caden Grizzy pitched pretty well, had some trouble with his control from time to time, but still pitched pretty well. Walked a couple in the bottom of the sixth, so Coach Eink took him out, and I believe Wyatt Benn came in and pitched just a few pitches and got us out of the inning. But Caden pitched pretty well, so we got a couple of guys a chance to throw the ball besides Alex Dews and Bo Tin. So because with the rainouts and a couple of cancellations, basically Bo and Alex had pitched every pitch for about 10 days. So we got some other guys, a chance to throw the ball. Got Brody Hart in the game at catcher. He did a good job. The only time there, up until this second game, Riggs Toby had caught every pitch of every game that our Indians had played this year. He caught one. He caught I don't remember if it was a hit or one that bounced that hit him on right above the knee protector on his left leg, I believe. And so he's got some ice on it. He indicated that he was probably going to be just fine, but they're just going to let him rest. And, you know, we have Brody along with us today, and he hadn't gotten in a game yet. And, you know, all he did was just put the bat on the ball every single time, got grounded out to the shortstop. He did pop up to the catcher that only went about 3 feet from home plate but about 500 feet high. And then he flew out to the center fielder his last time up. So he played very well, did well behind the plate, and gave Riggs a well-deserved rest. So we'll kind of go over things, what's going to happen next week. Again, we mentioned it just not long ago, but we'll say it again here. Tuesday, baseball at St. Mary's, Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. Softball hosting Paulding. That's a sectional semifinal, first game of the tournament. And that'll be on WPGW at 100.9 with Rob Weaver. And we will also simulcast that on Sports Stream 2. Then that's on Tuesday. Thursday, baseball will play at Wapakoneta, and that'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. Friday, baseball will host Franklin Monroe, and that'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. And then Saturday at 12:30, the Indians will host Arcanum in a makeup game, and that will also be Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. So baseball, we have St. Mary's on Tuesday, baseball at Wapakoneta on Thursday, hosting Franklin Monroe on Friday, and hosting Arcanum on Saturday. And the girls will have softball on Tuesday. That'll be hosting Paulding. And if they win that, they will play Friday at 5 p.m. at Van Buren. So we may or may not have that game on the air. We would have to depend on Rob Weaver to do that so we can simulcast it. And I know he plans to do all of our tournament games, but sometimes things just happen where it doesn't work out. So so probably if the girls win on Tuesday, they're a higher seed. They're a 7 seed against a 9 seed. Then they'll go to if they win that, they would go to Van Buren, which is a 2 seed, and got the bye for this. So I want to thank all of our sponsors. We appreciate everybody listening. I want to thank the folks here at Rushi for letting us be here, and we just appreciate it. Always treated like kings here, and this is a beautiful facility. This is just – I love these when the small towns, the very, very small towns like this have great success in sports. New Knoxville a few years ago run to, I think, maybe a couple of state championships in basketball. And Rushi here, another one of the very smallest schools in the state. They always have great sports teams. They're coming off of last year's state championship victory and over another one of our kind of favorite teams, Lincoln View, that they beat last year in the state tournaments in baseball. So it's just good to see those schools like that with good family, good teams, just good people that are successful. Again, we want to thank everybody for listening, and we'll catch you next week. We'll have baseball on the air on Tuesday and softball also simulcasting WPGW.
Listening to Fort Recovery Indians baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Send you back to the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.